Hollywood celebrities pay tribute to Biden. Rally behind Kamala, now we have our marching orders. By David Ng on July 21, 2024. Hollywood celebrities who have been despondent for weeks over Joe Biden's political prospects went wild Sunday following the president's announcement that he won't be seeking re-election. Numerous stars paid perfunctory tribute to Biden's so-called accomplishments while prematurely anointing Vice President Kamala Harris as the party's next nominee. Stars including Robert De Niro, Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, Mark Ruffalo, and John Cryer all weighed in. Biden has a record of accomplishments unmatched by any president in our lifetime. He restored honesty, dignity and integrity to the office, Disney's Star Wars actor Mark Hamill wrote. We have 90 days. President Harris, let's do this, CBS Two and a Half Men star John Cryer wrote. Grateful for it, Joe Biden's service, selflessness, integrity and putting country first, Ben Stiller chimed in. As Breitbart News reported, Joe Biden announced Sunday afternoon that he is ending his quest for re-election. While it has been my intention to seek re-election, I believe it is in the best interest of my party and the country for me to stand down and to focus solely on fulfilling my duties as president for the remainder of my term, he said in a prepared statement. His decision comes following mounting pressure from donors and Democrat leaders to give up the race following his humiliating debate performance last month, during which a clearly disoriented Biden had trouble completing sentences, lost his train of thought multiple times, and blurted out gibberish, "We finally beat Medicare." Pushing out Biden less than 4 months from the November election has roiled Democrats, forcing them to scramble to find a replacement candidate. While Biden threw his support behind Kamala Harris on Sunday, former President Barack Obama was conspicuously quiet on the subject, leading to speculation that there will be an open primary, which would be a slap in the face to Harris. Despite being deeply unpopular, even more unpopular than Joe Biden, Kamala Harris has always been able to count on Hollywood for moral and financial support, a long-held tie from her days in California politics. On Sunday, the stars didn't disappoint as they led the cheerleading squad for President Harris.